Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Usually on Wednesdays, Morning Edition host Doug Tribou and Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry discuss the week's news. Doug is on vacation this week. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Dr. William Strample is the second person to be arrested in connection with the Larry Nassar sex abuse case. Strample is Nassar's former boss and a former dean at Michigan State University. He faced four charges in court yesterday, one count criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree, two counts of willful neglect of duty, and one count of misconduct of a public official. Strample has denied the charges. MSU interim president John Engler is also trying to strip Strample of tenure for failing to enforce rules that might have stopped Nassar's serial sexual abuse of athletes under his care. Jack, what do you make of these new developments?
I mean, they're devastating. I'm going to talk more about that at 1:30 today, but you could even argue this is even worse than Nassar because it proves that MSU was not telling the truth when they said it was only confined to Nassar. One frightening thing is there's a video of Nassar doing his abuse on Stample's computer. So did he know about it? Did he revel in it? Were they co-conspirators? The Wall Street Journal estimated last week this Nassar scandal alone would cost MSU $500 million, and if the pattern holds, we'll see more victims coming forward. So this is a very, very devastating thing for Michigan State.
Eastern Michigan University is facing a multi-million-dollar budget deficit. Administrators have already cut back on course offerings, laid off staff, and haven't filled vacant positions. Last week, university officials announced four varsity sports will be cut at the end of the 2018 spring season: softball, wrestling, men's swimming and diving, and women's tennis. Yesterday, a coalition of faculty, students, and staff called for alternatives, including dropping the school's Division I football status. Jack, do you think this is a good move by the university?
Eastern Michigan has had problems for some time about all sorts of problems. Problems with presidents, problems with crimes on campus. And I think the root of it is they have to make up their mind who they are. Is this primarily a teaching school? Is this primarily an athletic school? They certainly do have economic problems. On the other hand, if they were to drop Tiddlywink, somebody would complain about that. I don't pretend to know what the right sports are to drop and to keep, but as former President Pete McPherson of Michigan State told me once, the first thing a university has to do is decide what it is, and I think there's a crisis of identity, not just a crisis of money, at Eastern Michigan.
This weekend, thousands of people rallied across Michigan and the country to protest gun violence. In Lansing, about 2,000 people, including elementary school-age students, walked from the Hall of Justice to the state capitol carrying signs and chanting. They called for stricter gun laws, like a ban on assault-style rifles and more extensive background checks. Jack, what are their chances of being heard by the legislature?
If being heard in the way that they take this seriously and do something new about policy? Absolutely nothing, because the legislators get their money from the NRA, not from the students. In order for this to have any effect, you would have to have a major political figure or figures take up the students' cause, make it their own cause. Gretchen Whitmer, for example, just to pull her name out of the hat as a leading Democratic nominee for governor, could say, this is going to be a top priority of mine. These students are my main focus, or a presidential candidate, or both. But otherwise, the cynical politicians and lobbyists in Lansing will look at them and smile and nod and do nothing.
Virginia Tech professor Mark Edwards testified during two criminal hearings this week related to the Flint water crisis. Edwards' research into Flint's tainted tap water has been referenced several times during testimony for State Health Department Director Nick Lyon and Michigan Chief Medical Executive Eden Wells. Defense attorneys questioned Edwards about research by Wayne State University professors into the deadly Legionnaires' disease outbreak. Jack, what did you take away from the questioning and the response from Edwards?
Well, there's a number of agendas going on here. Mark Edwards wants to lay the blame squarely on the DEQ, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, and indeed those are the people who stonewalled, who lied, who tried to cover up the facts. The director, of course, was fired, as was his press spokesman. Attorney General Bill Schuette is, to some extent, trying to make this put the Snyder administration on trial and put some of these officials on trial. Again, Edwards, because of his own experience, is focusing on the DEQ, as far as I can tell, and he's not wrong, but it remains to be seen if he's right about the other parties being free from blame.
All right, Jack, thanks a lot.
You have a good day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio senior news analyst. He usually joins Morning Edition host Doug Tribou Wednesday mornings at 7:45. Doug will be back next week.